Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief from Monday, April 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks begin the week lower over concerns about COVID-19 lockdowns in China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 413 points, or 1.2%, to close at 34,308. The S&P 500 closed down nearly 76 points, or 1.7%, and the Nasdaq closed down nearly 300 points, or about 2.2%. Investors are growing concerned as COVID lockdowns in Shanghai and other industrial centers begin to weigh on China's economy. Auto sales have declined, consumer prices have risen, and economists have lowered growth forecasts. The lockdowns are also predicted to impact demand for oil. Future prices for Brent crude, the global benchmark, fell 4.2% to $98.48 a barrel. Economic uncertainty also caused investors to sell bonds, which pushed yields higher. The yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose to 2.779%, its highest level since January of 2019. Yields have climbed for four of the past 5 weeks. Among individual stocks, Twitter shares rose 1.7% after the company's CEO said that Elon Musk had decided not to join the board. Shares of Tesla, where Musk is chief executive, fell 4.8%. And AT&T, which on Friday completed the planned merger of its film and TV empire with Discovery, rose 7.75%. Shares of the new company, Warner Brothers Discovery, added almost 1.3%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.